Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. You know, New Orleans is known for its vibrant culture, and one of the most iconic traditions is the Second Line Parade.
Absolutely. It's more than just a parade. It's like a celebration of life, a street party that brings the community together with music, dancing, and just pure joy.
Exactly. And that's what makes recent events so heartbreaking. We're talking about the Second Line shootings that left 2 people dead and 10 injured. What makes this even more unsettling is that the shootings weren't isolated incidents.
Right. There was a 45-minute gap between them, which really raises questions and concerns. It suggests something more deliberate and calculated.
Yeah. And to add to that, the police have confirmed that multiple weapons were used. So we're not talking about just one person acting impulsively.
This points to a level of coordination that's really chilling, and it really underscores the complexity of the situation. It's a stark reminder of the gun violence that plagues communities across the country.
And it brings up a huge challenge. How do you ensure safety at an event that's so spontaneous and open, like a Second Line Parade? You can't exactly have metal detectors and security checkpoints along an entire parade route.
It's a tough question. It's a balance between maintaining the spirit of the event and ensuring people's safety. And it's a problem that cities all over the world are dealing with. You know, think about events like the Boston Marathon or even celebrations like Bastille Day in Nice.
Right. These kinds of open public gatherings, they're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we've seen how quickly things can turn tragic.
Exactly. But we've also seen how cities adapt and learn from those tragedies. You know, they've implemented things like increased surveillance, more community policing, even using design elements to create natural choke points and improve sight lines.
So it's a constant evolution, right? Trying to stay one step ahead.
Yeah, trying to find that balance between security and freedom. But going back to New Orleans, the impact of these shootings goes way beyond just the immediate victims. It's a blow to the entire community.
Absolutely. And we saw that reflected in the statements from Governor Landry and Attorney General Murrell. They expressed grief, outrage, and a real call for action.
It's understandable. You know, Second Line parades, they're so deeply ingrained in the fabric of New Orleans. They represent the city's resilience, its spirit, its unique culture. To see that violated is devastating.
I know you've experienced these parades firsthand. Can you talk about what this loss means for the city, what it feels like?
It's hard to put into words, but it's like seeing a family tradition shattered by violence. You know, the music, the dancing, the sense of community, it's all part of what makes these parades so special. It's a loss of innocence almost.
In the aftermath of this tragedy, the police have urged anyone with video evidence to come forward. Why is that so crucial in a case like this?
Because witnesses play a vital role. You know, in a city like New Orleans, where someone knows something. And that piece of information, that video footage, could be the key to solving this case.
So it's about collective responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone coming together to seek justice.
Absolutely. And it's also about sending a message that the community won't tolerate this kind of violence.
So where do we go from here? How do we ensure that Second Line parades can continue to thrive without the fear of violence?
It's a complex issue. There's no easy answer. But it starts with open dialogue with community policing, with maybe rethinking how these events are organized. But we can't let fear paralyze us. We can't let it rob us of our traditions.
That's a powerful message. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the question we're left with is, how can we channel this grief and anger into positive action?
How can we support the victims, hold those responsible accountable, and ensure that the spirit of Second Line parades continues to beat strong?
It's a challenge, for sure. But I have faith in New Orleans and its ability to come together and heal and to find a way to celebrate its culture safely.
Thanks for joining us for this difficult but important conversation.
Thank you for having me.